You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Sabbath versus Sunday in the New Testament. Hang on, let's dig into this. Part 2. Exodus chapter 20 verse 8 tells us, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work, you, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. God is the one that made it holy, not man." Do you know who changed the Sabbath and when it was changed? Most people don't. They don't have a clue. There was a Roman Empire named Constantine. And in 354, he outlawed observing the Sabbath day by penalty of death. The law that he passed said there shall be no more Judaizing on the Sabbath. He forbid it. If you were caught keeping the Sabbath, they murdered you. This is a strong motivator not to do it. Now, there's always been people that refuse to bow down and refuse to sin and have kept God's commandments, His laws, His ways, no matter what the cost. And there's still a cost today. They might not murder you, but your boss might fire you. That's right. But why, this is what I tell people, why would you want to work somewhere that makes you choose between God and a company? Is that really a choice? Why do you want to make somebody that would be that evil make that choice? You know, there's somebody in our congregation, they went to work for a chicken place. And this chicken place is closed every Sunday because they truly believe that this is the Sabbath. So you would think that they would be allowed to keep God's Sabbath. If you work for them, you got to keep man's Sabbath. Whether you're a Catholic or not, they're closed. And that person ended up resigning. I advised her not to resign. I told her, make them fire you. And then sue them. Set a precedent, because the government, the Supreme Court, has already ruled you can't be sued, or I'm sorry, you can't be fired for refusing to violate your religious conscience. They have to make accommodations for you. So there's a penalty that you might have to pay, but guess what? The penalty that you pay for violating God's commandment, especially if you know it, especially if you understand, is much more than any penalty that man's going to give you today. We have freedom yet in this country. It's not going to be around much longer, but today we are still free to choose God over anything for man. And, you know, we just went through a pandemic where a lot of people took a stand. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.